Today in the church we celebrate the feast of the first martyrs of the Church of Rome, who were, of course, persecuted and suffered the shedding of their blood in the first century AD. The basic story was that Nero, the emperor at the time, had set fire to the city of Rome, wanting to build a shrine to himself, and needed a scapegoat. And his scapegoat happened to be this small group of people who had this strange religion known as the Christians. And so hence, we started to see a great persecution of the Christians being executed in the city of Rome for the crime of the Roman emperor. Now, I think an important lesson that they can teach us is, well, really an answer to the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Certainly, these were faithful Christians. Why then is it that they should suffer the wrath of Rome? But I think we need to keep in mind really what it is that God promises to all those who are faithful. For we see in today's responsorial psalm, see how the Lord blesses those who fear him. But how can that be for people who are executed in a very unjust manner? But we need to keep in mind that Christ promises us eternal life with him in heaven, eternal bliss, eternal happiness, and to participate in the very life of God. That is the ultimate blessing that he promises each and every person who are faithful to him. That is the promise that the first Christians of the church in Rome trusted in, and that is what they received for their faithfulness. And so I would invite everybody to today pray for themselves that through all trials, through all difficulties in life, that we would be trusting in the Lord and truly fear him as those first martyrs did.